Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Bring it up, Rick. Final hour, You Better You Bet. Wednesday, BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. All our Euro Cup bets still to come. North Macedonia, Ukraine, Belgium, Denmark, Austria, and the Netherlands coming up on Thursday. We'll try to do better than we did today. At least I will. 0-3. Not great. So all our Euro Cup bets coming later this hour, as well as golf bets for the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines. So all our bets, Euro Cup, golf, coming up in the final hour of the show here on a Wednesday. But right now, we got to talk some National Football League. And joining us now on the program to do that, making his You Better You Bet debut, Odyssey Sports Fantasy Football Insider, Josh Norris on Twitter, at Josh Norris. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights. The sports books, they don't want you to see it. Bet smarter and beat the books by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Today, you can also hear Josh on the Underdog Football Show live on YouTube Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Josh, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Wednesday. How you doing, man? Welcome to the Odyssey Sports team.
Thank you so much, Nick and Ken. Great to talk with you. Excited to have this conversation.
Yeah, absolutely, Josh. I think I would like to start with a big picture question just because I think for NFL fans who listen to this interview, we're all seeing the tweets start to come out and the news reports start to come out. And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like some reporter will be like, oh my God, terrible throw by blank quarterback. Like this could spell trouble. And it's like, well, or it's June right. And like none of this matters. And it was actually in a rainstorm or whatever. When you're seeing all of this information come in, I mean, you're experienced enough and you're kind of smart enough with this stuff that you can be like, well, this matters and this doesn't matter. Are you paying attention to any like kind of report analysis, especially like statistical report from anything from any of these quarterbacks that we're seeing right now?
Great question. I feel like completion percentage at practice, people should be banned for posting that on Twitter. I also feel like beat writers being evaluators can also be like a tricky subject. Some are great at it. Some are not so much. What I care more about is usage, right? Like who was lining up with the ones? We've gotten a lot of word out of Jets camp that Elijah Moore is seeing more first team work, and as is Keelan Cole and maybe someone like Denzel Mims. We saw, you know, in rookie OTAs that Travis Etienne was being shifted between wide receivers and running backs. And then I want to also cross-check that with what the coaches and the general managers and the scouts have all said about that player once selecting him. Because, you know, these teams truly can only be honest with their wallets, with their draft picks, and then with their usage. And so I do want to read into those elements. But, you know, of the player evaluation stuff that we see on Twitter, not so much.
So we can obviously tell, our listeners and viewers can tell, Josh is a sharp guy. And we say this when Evan Silva comes on the show, Josh, fantasy football insider, but there's never been a greater intersection with fantasy football and sports betting than we've got now. It was the case last year, 2 years ago, and certainly moving forward into the 2021 season. So great to have our guy, Josh Norris, on the team. So Josh, you know, we never want to overreact to reports out of OTAs and minicamps with quarterback struggling or having great days. Next sentence. Yesterday, Tua Tagovailoa was terrible. Today, apparently, he was Dan Marino. In all seriousness, though, this has been a hot-button team that Ken and I have spent a lot of time discussing this offseason because we think their upside is potentially very large, and Tua can maybe be a dark horse for NFL MVP if things go well. The Miami Dolphins' win total right now is 9, plus 325 to win the AFC East, only plus 137, plus money to make the postseason. So curious where you are at right now at this point in the offseason on Tua Tagovailoa and the Miami Dolphins.
Tua was fascinating as a rookie. He played better in like the second halves of games than he did in the first half. Look, he was coming back from serious hip surgery. He also was in an offense in Chan Gailey, who was basically catering his offense to his buddy Ryan Fitzpatrick. So now, hopefully, an offense is orchestrated around Tua's skill set. And we've seen players be added this offseason to a staggering degree. I mean, last year, Mike Gesicki was more or less a slot wide receiver. I know that he's listed as a tight end, but he manned the slot for them. And obviously, you had Devontae Parker on the outside. You bring in the likes of Will Fuller, who has been criminally underrated for a very long time. But I wouldn't be surprised if Will Fuller necessarily like plays more of a role in this offense than he does be the leading producer. And then I look at someone like Jaylen Waddle, who's going as wide receiver 45 right now on Underdog, to be the odds-on favorite to lead this team in targets, in receptions, and in yards, because his skill set matches Tua so well. I mean, Waddle is so fluid. He just moves differently than everyone else. He can man that slot with Fuller and Parker on the outside. And that's just an element, an explosive part that they were missing to that offense last year. And sure, they didn't necessarily improve on Myles Gaskin, but that passing game can take a step forward as long as Tua, you know, stops making so many mistakes, but also just becomes a distributor and getting the ball out of his hands at the right time and the right placement.
Josh, speaking of rookie quarterbacks who kind of had, you know, intriguing rookie campaigns, or at least have upside coming into this year, we had more quotes from Joe Burrow and kind of Joe Burrow's camp saying, like, expects to be healthy for the start of this regular season. Seems like maybe we're going to get him week one and get him for a full 17-game season this year with Cincinnati. Their win total is 6.5. I'm curious kind of your take on the Bengals offense. So you're high on Miami because Tua can take a step forward in the playbook and injury history and everything with Burrow. Do you feel the same way? What are your thoughts on Cincinnati?
Well, the public loves Joe Burrow right now. He's being drafted an Underdog as quarterback 9. Hayden Winks, my co-host, and I have him a bit lower as quarterback 12 and quarterback 13. I think part of that is, one, we expect Joe Mixon to have a monster year. And so naturally that makes us just a little bit lower on Joe Burrow. But, I mean, he was really solid as a rookie. And I will say, like, just from an eye test perspective, his arm was probably a bit weaker than we expected it to be, but it's not like he tries to force throws into there. Like, he understands his limitations as a player. And he was one of the worst deep ball throwers last year. So what did they do? They go out and get Jamar Chase, who with Joe Burrow at LSU in 2019 led the nation in 20 plus yard touchdowns. Now, because Jamar Chase is in the fold, I mean, this team is kind of being drafted in fantasy circles and best ball formats as if they're almost like the Dallas Cowboys heading into last offseason. And that's fine. Like, Jamar Chase is going as wide receiver 20. There's a lot of upside there. But then after that, I look at the likes of Tyler Boyd going as wide receiver 33, T. Higgins as wide receiver 26. Virtually underrated every single year is Tyler Boyd. He fits so well in this offense. I'm still trying to figure out who Zach Taylor is. Maybe during our discussion throughout the year, you guys can help me on that front. But I think that this offense might be a bad
moron
team.
Probably would be our guess.
I think that this team might be bad from a win-loss perspective. At least they're not going to, you know, compete for the AFC North. But it could be one of those teams that overall record isn't good, but the offense can put up points on a weekly basis. And all the offensive line has to do is just be adequate.
You better, you bet. BetQL Audio Network, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Wednesday, joined by Odyssey Sports fantasy football analyst and insider Josh Norris on Twitter. At Josh Norris. I was not planning on asking you this year, but while we're on the subject of the Cincinnati Bengals, Josh, you're a really smart football analyst. Curious your take on a team that plays in their division. I actually think the Bengals have an opportunity to be better this year than Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Really don't like some of the reports we're seeing out of Pittsburgh that the owner was pushing to draft Najee Harris when, like, they don't have an offensive line. So that's great. Let's take a running back. That'll be awesome. Ben didn't want to take a hit at the end of last year. That's going to be great in a 17-game season this year. I'm really down on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Josh, where are you right now on Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Oh, I am too. I mean, how often can we say that we're down on a team that won 11 straight games to open last season that almost at times, from a skill position standpoint, at least at pass catchers, at wide receivers, seemed too big to fail? And then it was completely excruciating to watch them last season. I'm not exactly sure what the Steelers are trying to be at this moment. I mean, again, by their actions of drafting Najee Harris, which everyone pegged, they want to go back to, like, this traditional old school mindset. But you mentioned it, like, the best way to have rushing production, running back production, is a great offensive line. And they have just failed to invest there. In fact, they're going to rely on someone like Zach Banner, who tore his Achilles at the start of last season and has never been a full-time starter in the NFL. They're obviously changing spots at center and left tackle as well. It's a bit of an identity crisis, while we also believe that this has probably been Roethlisberger's last season there. Now, with that said, like, individuals love Deontay Johnson. Gets open. I don't care about the drops. Chase Claypool came out of nowhere last year in terms of at this point in the calendar year last year and has emerged into one of the physical freaks in the NFL. And obviously, Juju re-signed there for a season. So love the pass catchers. Do not love the distributor. And overall, I'm quite concerned of Ben Roethlisberger's offense and how much he's going to adapt to the changes that they want him to make.
Josh, one team that I think is going to be really interesting, not just from a gambling standpoint, but from a fantasy standpoint, I think understanding it from both sides can kind of maybe help us make some valuable decisions, is the New England Patriots, right? So last year, you know, completely different skill position players than what we're going to see, the huge spending spree in the offseason. Bill Belichick had some quotes about Cam Newton. There are, like, murky reports about Mac Jones. How good did he look? Cam, how good did he look? It was also like pouring rain there a couple times. So kind of tough to unpack kind of right. What we were talking about on that first question and answer, right? About reports from reporters about, you know, how quarterbacks are performing. But the Patriots win total is 9. This was a team that Nick and I bet a lot of unders on, player props game to game, like Cam Newton under pass yards, like literally every game I think that we did.
Good job.
We did shows last year. How big of a kind of a rebound?
I had some Jacoby Myers overs that were pretty
good. We did have Jacoby Myers overs. Or Demir Bird overs were brutal.
No, the Bird overs were bad because Cam could hit the broadside of a barn. Yeah.
Right. It's like Demir Bird running free and it's overthrown by like 25 yards. That's unfortunate.
From the producers who brought you Darnell Mooney overs, here are Demir Bird overs.
Right, exactly. So Josh, I think my question is just kind of like, we know it's going to be better. Like Cam Newton's passing yards isn't going to be like 120 this year, like it was last year,
yeah.
You know, every week in the prop market, but like how much better do you think it's going to be?
Well, first of all, if you're going to make any Jacoby Myers and Darnell Mooney player prop overs this year, I might tell you on those because I'm kind of excited about those two players this year, but specifically from the Patriots angle, I mean, they're plus 350 to win their division. I kind of like that. I do. And it's because believe the Patriots looked in the mirror on what they did last year. It's exactly what you guys are saying. It was excruciating to watch. And it wasn't just, you know, right before Cam got sick. It wasn't because, you know, Cam was adapting to the offense for the first time. I think just Cam is broken. And I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm like a massive Cam Newton supporter. I just think his career is nearly over. And from that point, though, like this team, like when Josh McDaniels was back is against the wall. He wants to create an offense with 12 personnel, two tight end sets, which they have done, paid massive money to Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. Their offensive line on papers, top five, top 10 in the NFL. Nelson Agholor is going to run a lot of 12 personnel, so one wide receiver out there, Nelson Agholor. I bet the other one's going to be Jacoby Myers. Now, with that said, if I were to ask myself which offense they might try to mimic and mirror, I think it's going to be Cleveland Browns from last year. So who's going to benefit the most? To me, it's the most undervalued player in fantasy drafts right now, and Damian Harris. Damian Harris at running back 31, you're getting potential feature back workload at that drastically low of a price. And if they are going to hit in that plus 350 to win the AFC East, I think it has to be Mac Jones, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if Mac Jones completely outplays Cam Newton in the preseason.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And Josh, Damian Harris is a favorite of us on the show because of the Patriots-Jets Monday night game when the Patriots came back to win at the very end, when I like the good games that Cam played. Damian Harris went over his rushing prop and then literally separated his shoulder on the next play. So went out on a shield so we could win some money. We appreciated that from Damian Harris. Josh, my final question, we got to get your take here on this, like this quizzical Matt Nagy quote. If Justin Fields will start week one, no. Andy Dalton is going to be our starter. So we'll see if that's going to be the case. Like you said, organizations will make the decisions when they make the decisions in the best interest of the organization. So we'll see who the starter is going to be week one, Sunday Night Football at the LA Rams. So whether it's Dalton, whether it's Fields, Bears plus 350 right now to win the division, over under win total 7.5. How about the Chicago Bears?
Just because we think Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy made a good decision of trading up for Justin Fields doesn't mean that they'll make another good decision of starting Justin Fields in like the short term, which is sad because Justin Fields obviously opens up the ceiling of that team so much more. I think a major reason, I don't know how this turned into the Darnell Mooney interview, but they saw how open he was last year, how he was emerging as the number two pass catcher on that team. And they said, we don't have a quarterback that can get him the football. Now you do in Justin Fields, but they seem so locked in to this Alex Smith, to Patrick Mahomes, going to pass the torch, pass the baton down to you. Look, man, you're not Andy Reid. You're not the Kansas City Chiefs. You're not a good football team at this moment. You need to keep your job. And I just would not understand at all if Justin Fields looks good, which is a question. I mean, some people didn't love his evaluation. But if he looks good, they should have no choice other than starting Justin Fields. And as soon as they do, I mean, he and Trey Lance are basically going back-to-back in drafts right now, quarterback 15 and quarterback 17. That'll climb up immediately just because, again, of the upside that he brings to the table.
Josh, loved having you on the show. Hell of a debut here on You Better You Bet. We appreciate it. Follow him on Twitter, at Josh Norris. Check out the Underdog Football Show live on YouTube Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Awesome stuff, man. We look forward to doing this again soon. Good luck, and we'll talk to you down the road here on You Better You Bet.
Absolutely, guys. Have a great night. See ya.
Right. And give our best to Darnell Mooney and maybe the Beer Bird as well. Good stuff there from Josh Norris. Insider calls here, of course, brought to you by BetQL, here to help you make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Quick break. And when we come back, Euro Cup bets 2020 in 2021 for Thursday.